WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Overthinking Detox. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, life can throw some serious curveballs our way sometimes. Ever feel like you're navigating a never-ending obstacle course? You know that feeling when you trip over one hurdle, only to face another right after. We all have those moments, but what if I told you there's a secret weapon that can help you not just survive these bumps in the road, but actually thrive through them? Today, we are diving deep into the power of self-compassion. It's not about coddling ourselves or giving up on goals, it's about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a dear friend going through a tough time. Think of it like this. Imagine your best friend just bombed a presentation, they're feeling defeated, right? What do you say to them? Oh, that sucks, you'll get them next time, or don't worry about it, everyone messes up. That's self-compassion in action. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to unlock the magic of self-compassion and turn those setbacks into stepping stones. 1. Recognize your humanity. We're all human. We make mistakes, we stumble, we feel things deeply. Accepting this reality without judgment is the first step towards being kind to ourselves. Instead of beating yourself up for a misstep, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on with grace. 2. Embrace imperfection. Perfectionism is a myth. It's a relentless pursuit that often leads to self-criticism and burnout. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad days. Celebrate the wins, learn from the stumbles, and embrace the journey with all its imperfections. 3. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner critic can be a real buzzkill. When those negative thoughts creep in, pause and ask yourself, would I say this to a friend? Chances are you wouldn't. So treat yourself with the same respect and compassion you'd offer a loved one. Try replacing those critical whispers with positive affirmations and encouraging words. 4. Practice mindfulness. Being present in the moment can help you detach from negative thoughts and feelings. Take a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, observe your surroundings, and simply be. This helps you cultivate self-awareness and respond to challenges with more clarity and compassion. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Focusing on what you're thankful for can shift your perspective and boost your mood. Make a list of things you appreciate, big or small, every day. It could be anything from a delicious meal to a kind gesture. This simple practice helps you cultivate a sense of contentment and reminds you of the good in your life. Let me share a quick example that might resonate with some of you. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work and you're feeling the pressure. You've been putting in long hours perfecting every detail, but on the day of the presentation, you stumble over your words and forget a few key points. That inner critic starts screaming, "You messed up. You're not good enough." Instead of letting those thoughts take over, practice self-compassion. Acknowledge that it happens to everyone. Remind yourself that this one presentation doesn't define you as a professional. Learn from the experience, adjust your approach next time, and keep moving forward with confidence. So remember, self-compassion isn't about being soft or giving up. It's about recognizing our shared humanity, embracing our imperfections, and treating ourselves with kindness and understanding. It's a powerful tool that can help us navigate adversity, bounce back stronger, and live more fulfilling lives. Ready to put this into practice? Start by replacing those negative self-talk scripts with positive affirmations. Maybe you could say something like, "I am capable, I am worthy of love and kindness," or "I will learn and grow from this experience." Remember, every day is a chance to start fresh, to cultivate self-compassion, and to embrace the beautiful journey of life. Keep those affirmations flowing and keep sharing your thoughts. I can't wait to hear your stories and connect with you on this amazing journey. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.